Radio on the go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Did you know that depositing a check is a snap? Well, technically, it's two snaps with Mobile Deposit. Hi, this is Tessa Haller at First Bank Hampton. It's easy. Just log into mobile banking, follow the prompts by first choosing which account the check should be deposited into, enter the amount of the check, snap photos of both sides of your check, hit submit, and you're done. It's that easy. Try it today. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
On the Newsmaker today, we are talking with Corey Eberling. He is the incumbent District 3 Supervisor in Franklin County, and he is being challenged by Chris Vaness. But before we get to our interview with Chris Vaness, let's talk to Corey. And how are you doing today, Corey?
Good. We've had a great spring up until here the last couple days, and now it seems like the spigot won't shut off.
Quite a bit of rain here lately. So let's talk about you running again for the District 3 Supervisor in Franklin County. Tell us the Corey Eberling story. Give us your background.
I'm a lifetime resident of Franklin County, and I've resided at my current residence with my wife and four children. I'm on an acreage outside of Sheffield for 39 years now. So I'm a lifer Franklin County resident. I don't move around much. I graduated from Sheffield Chapin High School and was actually the last class out of Sheffield Chapin in 1988, and then went on to attend Northwestern College in Orange City. While I was there, I acquired a degree in political science and a degree in economics. The small Christian college and my church upbringing have helped shape my fair and honest manner in which I deal with people. I feel that you should treat others as you'd want them to treat you. Therefore, I won't make empty promises, and I'm always willing to listen to the ideas or concerns of Franklin County citizens.
So then, like we said, you've been on a supervisor for quite some time now. So why have you decided to run again then, Corey?
Every time an election comes around, I do a self-evaluation. I've always told the people of Franklin County that when I stop enjoying the work I get to do on behalf of the Franklin County citizens, I will no longer run. I've always said that if you're not enjoying what you do, you're not going to do the best job possible. So I did that evaluation again this year. I still enjoy what I get to do for the Franklin County citizens. I represent the 3rd District, but also our policies need to be driven for the whole county. Yes, I do have special interest for the 3rd District, which I present to the different departments and offices. Seeing the change of this office, when I first started, it was more of a part-time job. But the 3rd District is just about territory-wise half of Franklin County. On that side of the county is the majority of the drainage district. So this has become a full-time job if you're going to do the best job for the citizens that you can.
So then the next question I want to ask you, Corey, you kind of already elaborated on it, talking about infrastructure, but if you win the June primary, then if elected, what are some of the goals that you would like to accomplish or maybe continue to accomplish as part of the Franklin County Board of Supervisors?
Continue to rebuild that infrastructure. Many of the ways that we've been able to rebuild the infrastructure is the wind farms. We've had 3 phases of the wind farms come into Franklin County. There's a 4th phase proposed to come in too now. Those dollars allow us to rebuild these roads and bridges. I've talked to many counties throughout the state that wish they had wind turbines so they could rebuild their roads. They have no additional revenue without drastically raising property taxes. So that's one of the things, continue to broaden that tax base so that we can continue to upgrade the infrastructure. Another item is that I have worked with some high-ranking officials in Washington, D.C., and I'm working to try to develop a drainage district grant program. And in talking with those high-ranking officials, they are very interested in this idea I've brought before them. They have asked me to draw up a proposal. It takes a lot of research to draw up this proposal so that we're not asking for too much, but just making those right connections. So I want to see that through, that we can continue to drain our agricultural land here, because we are the breadbasket of America here in the Midwest.
So you kind of hit on my next question there, Corey. Then why should people vote for you in closing?
The first part would be, I will be very honest with people. I don't always like the answers I have to give people, but it falls in line with what Iowa code will allow or federal codes will allow. And there's times that I don't agree with it. Sometimes I will try to go out there and affect change. But I will always deal fairly and honestly with people. I will respond to them. I'm very accessible. That's the thing about being a county supervisor, very accessible. I will stop and talk with people if it's in a grocery store, at a church, at a ball game, whatever. I am very accessible. Or they want to stop by my home and speak with me. That is the grassroots accessibility to the people, and I will hold true to that.
Again, we are talking with Corey Eberling. He is running again for the District 3 Supervisor in Franklin County. And Corey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Mitch. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. That is Corey Eberling here on The Newsmaker, as we now take it over to Chris Vanesse, who will also be running against Corey Eberling in the June primary. Good day to you, Mr. Vanesse. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So let's get started by talking about some of your background. Give us a background on yourself.
Well, I grew up near Alexander on a family dairy farm. I've spent most of my life in District 3. There was a time when I did construction. Of course, I went to Iowa State and stuff. Otherwise, I've mostly been in this district my entire life. I have served on many boards, including I've been the president of the Franklin County Farm Bureau. I've been vice president of the Dallas Co-op Board. One of the boards I really enjoyed serving on was Ag Ventures Alliance, and where we tried to find rural development projects and the like.
All right, so next question then, why are you running then for District 3 Supervisor?
Well, I tell you, in February, I had about three or four different people approach me at different times and encourage me if I would consider running. I mentioned I've served on multiple boards. There comes a time whenever I've served, I've never not been reelected on any of the boards I've served on. I've either left because I felt I was no longer relevant and could help out, or I've reached a term limit. And I think after so long, it just sometimes we need more ideas, new blood in a position like this. And another thing that's always kind of bothered me was in March of 2008, Corey'd left his seat as a supervisor to protest a hog farm. I've always been involved with livestock, and to me that was a slap in the face. This county has a lot of livestock, especially District 3. It's sparsely populated, has a large land mass, so there's a lot of livestock grown in this area. As a supervisor, I don't think it's right for us to pick or choose. It's that the consumer is the one who picks and chooses whether they buy from a large farm or a small farm with a large garden and a few chickens.
All right, so like you said, you grew up then in Franklin County in District 3. You've been here most of your life, so if you are elected then, Mr. Vanesse, what are some goals you would like to accomplish?
Well, I'd like to see more development. Like I mentioned, I served on that Ag Ventures Alliance. I think Franklin County has a lot to offer. We have the interstate going through here. We have two major state roadways. We have a mainline rail. I just always felt we've been a little lax maybe on development and trying to create more jobs.
So you kind of touched on this then throughout the interview, but in closing then, why should people vote for you, Mr. Vanesse?
Well, number one, when I walk into the door as a supervisor to a meeting, I will leave my personal bias at the door. I am here to represent the people of District 3. I encourage them. I will be available 24/7, 365 days by text or email, and my phone number will be available. They can always leave a message. I promise, and you can ask anybody I've served with on any other board, if they call me, I will answer their questions. If I can't answer their questions or help them out immediately, I will do the research and get back to them. Now, whether they like my answer or not is up to them, but I will get back to anybody that contacts me.
Again, we're talking with Chris Vaness. He is running against Corey Eberling for District 3 Supervisor in Franklin County. And Mr. Vaness, before we let you go, anything else you'd like to add today?
Yeah, I'd just like to make one comment. This is for everybody, you know, not just people who are going to vote for me or vote for Corey or whoever. Right now, there's a lot of anxiety out there because of this virus situation. There's a lot of good farms, a lot of good businesses that are suffering right now. And it's not the fault of the owners or the operators. This is something that hit us that we don't understand completely or whatever. I just hope people realize, you know, you might have the best operation going, but it might look like it's, you know, not going to go well this year. I choose to live by faith and not by fear. Tomorrow's a new day. Our problems will be dimmer if we choose to live by faith. And we'll all get out of this, or get through this, and we'll come out of it hopefully better than ever. So that's the message I have for all your listeners.
All right, Chris, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
And again, a thank you to Corey Eberling and Chris Vaness for joining us here on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Owning your own home has its rewards, such as paying for home improvement projects with the equity you have built up. Hi, this is Colleen Morris at First Bank Hampton. Whether you need to complete a few home repairs or have a large renovation project in mind, call us to learn more about a home equity line of credit loan. It's easy to apply for, and the interest rate and terms make it flexible for any size project. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.